Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's an Academy Sports and Outdoors Football Friday on Sports Radio 610. Live from Boomer Jackson Webster, here's The Drive with Sterner and Hughley.
All right, welcome back in as we continue here. Football Friday here live, good crowd coming out, and still room for you to make your way on out here. We're at the Webster location, and a great spot. Come on in, easy to get to, and you got a chance to win multiple prizes. We're going to hook somebody else up as soon as this segment ends. So if you have not put a ticket in the raffle box, you got a chance to do that and win multiple prizes, including gift cards to Academy Sports and Outdoors. Shout out to Academy Sports and Outdoors. A free oil change, Tomball Ford. You got a chance to win that, any kind of vehicle you have, and in the 5 o'clock hour. Stay up, Andy. In the 5 o'clock hour, you got a chance to win a pair of tickets to a future Texans game. Not just a future Texans game, but the Colts game. The Colts-Texans game, which could loom large. Unless you're Brandon Scott and they lose to the Bills. Yeah, but man, could loom large.
No, I don't know about
coming
it.
Up. You got a chance to win a pair of those tickets right here. All right. Listen, one of the things that has been something that I have just been blown away, and I've understood more. You get here almost 6 years, and, I mean – you know, you really get a sense in the feel of the rivalry between that city up 45 in Dallas and Houston, especially the Cowboys. You get a sense of it from fan to fan. But I have always wanted and believed that the Titans and the Texans should be one of the most fierce rivalries in all of the NFL. I mean, you got an asshat group that just decided to take your team from you and then has the audacity to not even allow you to use the colors. I see my man right here who's got on a perfectly beautiful, like, you know, that close. It's not even the oiler blue. The close to the oiler blue.
They're not allowed to actually use
it. Because they're not allowed to use the Columbia blue. The close to the oiler blue, and they can't even wear those uniforms. Hell, they've stopped the Houston Cougars from being able to wear the damn color.
Yeah, very Karen-like. Very Karen-like.
Very, very much. And yep. and the name, and what's her name? Amy. But they've Karen. Amy's the new Karen. Yep. But I've always felt like that should be a huge rivalry in it, and it just doesn't seem. It seems like the Colts are bigger. It seems like obviously the Cowboys are bigger. Like you get into some people, the Patriots are bigger. People now are hating the Chiefs more. I just think that should be a bigger deal. And they've done it a little bit when they've just said, nah, man, we're going to wear the jerseys against y'all.
Yeah.
We're going to do that. And I know that's pissed some people off. But I got in a feel from Andre Ware.
You're jamming your favorite song. And while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
He calls every one of the games right here on Sports Radio 610. You can hear him and Mark Vandermeer on Sunday as they'll call this Titans-Texans game. But I listened to, and it was interesting, I listened to both of his calls. His calls against the Jags last week against with Davis Mills runs the it runs in the touchdown that gives them the lead for one of the biggest comebacks in team history and keeping them alive. Mm-hmm. And then I listened to him when they had that game-winning field goal against the Titans. And I just want you to hear the difference. I just really – it feels like Andre doesn't give a damn about one of these teams. And I enjoy it. Let's hear Colin the first one. The first one when they beat the Titans on a field goal in overtime. Listen to Andre Ware.
16-16, 2 seconds to go in overtime. 54-yard attempt, left hash mark. Here's the snap. Here's the spot. Here's the kick by Fairbairn.
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Good! The Texans win!
Yes!
Legendary! Fairbairn knocks it through from
yes!
54 as the Texans defeat the former Oilers.
Put those uniforms back in the trunk.
19-16. Have a nice day.
That was personal.
Put them up.
He's still going.
What a comeback. Down 13-0. Numerous key players out, and the Texans dig oh so deep to pull out a victory against their rivals and go home with the victory.
Hey, those last ad libs, the last couple.
Did you know he did that?
Those last couple sound like he was actually kicking somebody's ass.
Yes, he blacked out. He blacked out. I mean, he didn't give a rip about stepping over Vandy.
No.
He blacked out. Because you can tell it was personal.
Yeah.
That the Titans was personal.
Yeah.
Now, last week was a huge moment. And I'm going to tell you, Vandy's at the same level he was in that one.
Right.
Just listen to the difference from Andre. Here is last week's Davis Mills clincher to ultimately be the game winner.
37 seconds to go. 29-24. Texans trailing, third and goal at the 14. Mills, shotgun, marks to his left, two receivers, wide side right, here's the snap. Davis looking, Davis stepping to his left, Davis on the run, 10, Davis 5, Davis to the corner, Davis! Touchdown, Houston! The Texans take the lead on the Mills scramble! Amazing!
Where is he?
D. Mills gets it done!
It's like he's waiting on Andre. Ladies and gentlemen,
30 seconds to go, and Houston leads by one.
Andre doesn't give a damn about the Jags. That is, hey, Hey, Andre didn't give a damn about the Jags.
Didn't blink.
But the Titans, I mean, he was all like, he wanted to throw their jerseys, all of them in the trunk. They beat the Jags. My man just sitting there, all right, man, okay.
So
I love it. I love to see. There is a clear, those are both division rivals. There is a clear difference for how Andre feels about those two. So I love it.
So I read this differently than you did. Now, obviously, the Titans game, I think, had a little extra sauce on it because
sure it did.
Because of
it
the
should.
Like, it wasn't just the rivalry, just the division, just that it was the Titans, but it was also specifically, I think, the uniform thing that was getting at Andre, right?
He told him to put him in the trunk.
And
he said put Warren Moon in the trunk, too.
I really wonder, more than anything, I wonder if Andre was anything like me when that Davis Mills run happened, where he's thinking, instead of celebrating the way he did when they beat the Titans with the field goal, knowing that they beat the Titans with the field goal, when Davis Mills ran that in, I don't know about the rest of y'all, but I wasn't convinced for sure that the Texans were about to win that game.
Davis! You think Andre was thinking, all right, hell, it's 30 seconds left.
I haven't talked to Andre, and I don't know what Andre was thinking, but I know damn sure what I was thinking. And I was not thinking that they just won the game. I was thinking they just took the lead. I was thinking that Davis Mills got a set on them for going out there and getting that touchdown, and I was giving them credit for that. What I wasn't doing was celebrating as if they had won the game because I was not convinced, and I told y'all this earlier in the week when I was on the show, I was not convinced that they were going to win the game until they had actually won the game.
Text line coming through. Andre, one game is a game-winning field goal. The Jags one is a touchdown, but with time left. Maybe he didn't want to jinx anything. Man, he didn't say nothing.
He didn't say nothing.
They were down 29-10. Davis Mills just came out of nowhere, went Bo Nix in the fourth quarter.
It wasn't nothing.
That game against the Titans, he was making noise for 55 seconds.
Well, he lost his mind. He lost his mind like Mark does. Like Mark does.
Come on.
Not to pull the carpet back too
much. Put him in a trunk.
But I do wonder if there was a little bit of conversation at some point of not stepping on Mark in these types of moments. Like, hey, Mark is the play-by-play guy. He's the one that's most trained and equipped for these moments. Maybe let him have it. But I don't feel like that was the conversation. I don't feel like that was the conversation. It did make me wonder, though. Like, has somebody made Dre aware that, hey, you don't want to step on some of these calls. They get replayed on NFL films and all kind of different things that the NFL does. We want these calls to be clean, Andre. We want these calls to be clean. I wonder about that.
Said something to him.
I wonder. It makes me. It does make me wonder. Because he didn't. To me, that wasn't a lack of emotion or a lack of care. He ain't say nothing.
He didn't say anything.
It almost felt.
And there's a video of it. He chills on the video.
It almost felt strategic, like on purpose.
I don't know how. Like, clearly he could not contain himself when he told him to put them damn things in the trunk.
Text line coming in,
Andre was reserved because he knew we'd have to listen to these insane Mills advocates all week.
I actually joked with you about that before the show. Yeah, I was like, I wonder if he could anticipate these ridiculous conversations that we were going to have on the radio in the following week about Davis Mills being the guy.
All right, we'll hear from some of you still. As I know, we've got a couple of calls here. Southside Isle wants to jump in. I know somebody is just absolutely blown away by an earlier conversation we had. And we'll do our Saturday slate. Big games in college football. Which games are you watching? What's your game of the week in college football? We'll do all that as we continue live right here from Boomer Jacks here in Webster on a Football Friday on the Drive.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards.
Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.